The Community Blood Center of the Ozarks remains open to donors as an essential service. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, there is a critical need for plasma and platelets during the pandemic.
The nonprofit Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, headquartered in Springfield, Missouri, operates two facilities in northwest Arkansas, one in Bentonville and this one in Springdale on Highway 71B off Don Tyson Parkway. The center's busy this morning with residents donating blood. Taking a seat in her office, Meredith Johnson, Arkansas administrator, says at first donations declined as COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, started to spread.
We normally are collecting 200 units a day. That has dropped significantly because we've lost many blood drives. We've lost to the tune of 75 drives. That's over 3,000 units of blood. All of our high schools, colleges, many corporate offices are closed. So currently we have maybe a drive a day on the books, and then we've got our donor centers open. So we're driving most of our donors to the donor centers.
Johnson says Community Blood Center fills a critical need in the region.
We supply blood to over 40 hospitals in a 40-county area in southwest Missouri, southeast Kansas, and northwest Arkansas.
Johnson says spring is an especially busy and productive blood drive season, providing almost 50% of the supply.
As you know, last Thursday, the Surgeon General came out and announced that we needed blood donors to come in and you know, turn out, help us out, donate blood. Up until then, we had probably three rough days with very low collections. The donors in northwest Arkansas, southwest Missouri have stepped up, and they've shown up. And so right now, our blood supply is stable. But this is ongoing, so we know that, you know, say 2 weeks from now, we might see a drastic, you know, decrease in donations and in our blood inventory.
She says hospital demand for plasma and platelets remain high for cancer patients, burn victims, and emergency surgical patients.
Probably aren't as many traumas right now just because less people are out and about. And then elective surgeries right now have been canceled, and that's so it doesn't put a major strain on the blood supply.
All prospective blood donors who enter this facility are screened for COVID-19 symptoms.
The first question that we ask a donor when they come in is, are you well today? We're asking if you're not donating, if you're just coming and hanging out with a donor, please don't come in. Don't bring your children. You know, when you do walk in, we're taking your temperature. We've got everything 6 feet apart, which is mandated by the CDC and ABC, America's Blood Centers. A donor leaves one of our health histories, we clean that health history. Every time a donor gets off of a bed, we clean the bed. And everything that touches a donor is clean. We have gloves and hand sanitizers for donors, even if they would like to make sure they're safe and taking precautions. And our staff are taking extra precautions as well.
But donating blood remains safe and easy, Johnson says.
If you make an appointment, you do have to bring your driver's license. You know, we need a current photo ID with your birth date. If you are high school age, if you're older than that, we just need a picture ID to verify it's you. We have some reading materials, educational materials for you to read, and then we'll do a brief health history. And if you're good to go, you'll go on a donor bed. It takes about, you know, 10 minutes. The entire process is about 45 minutes if everybody is making an appointment.
Johnson says all donated blood is routinely screened for infectious disease.
From Zika to sexually transmitted diseases, you know, HIV, hepatitis, there's many things that the blood's tested for. Our tubes go overnight to the testing lab, and we generally know the next day if the blood is safe to use.
According to the American Association of Blood Banks, individuals are not at risk for contracting COVID-19 through the blood donation process or via a blood transfusion. But if a donor experiences any COVID-19 symptoms after giving blood,
they're supposed to call us so that we can take our normal, you know, routine precautions and pull the blood.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, according to documents provided for this report, has declared the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks an essential critical infrastructure. So centers will remain open even if a statewide emergency quarantine is declared.
We are the only local provider here in northwest Arkansas. There are other agencies that might come in and collect blood, but they do not supply the blood to the hospitals here. So it's just like if you want to help your neighbor, you want to donate to a food bank, you would probably donate to Northwest Arkansas Food Bank. Well, we're the ones that you really need to focus on donating with if you want our hospitals in Northwest Arkansas to have the blood inventory they should have on hand.
Community Blood Center of the Ozarks in Springdale and Bentonville are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday and from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Fridays. Donors are needed and welcome. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.